And now in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, at verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. What will it take to bring you to God? I'm wondering today what it's going to take to bring America back to her knees and back to the Bible and back to God. I'm wondering what it's going to take to bring church members back to God all over our city and throughout this county and across the nation and around the world. I'm wondering, beloved friend, what it's going to take to bring you right now, you listening to this broadcast, wherever you are, what is it going to take to bring you to God? It seems that some people have to have some great calamity in their lives to bring them to God. What about those unusual things that have happened in your life? What about that extreme sorrow, that tragedy, that accident, that misfortune that you've just suffered this last week? Do you not believe that God is speaking to your heart? Do you not believe that these things are happening to bring you to God? I believe with all of my heart today that God is moving in the hearts of and lives of men and women all over this metroplex. I believe God wants to do something for you, but you must be willing for God to have His way in your life and in your heart. What will it take? I ask again, what will it take to bring you to God? It took the death of a king to bring Isaiah to God. We read in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6 at verse 1, In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. Let me ask you, will it take the death of a member of your family, a close relative, a close friend, a neighbor, a child, a parent, a brother or sister? Will it take death to bring you to God? Many people have come to God through death. And it appears in some cases that this is the only way that God can break through to some people. Will it take death to bring you to God? It took the loss of his family and his fortune to bring a man named Lot to God. Perhaps you're familiar with that story in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, how that Lot separated himself from his righteous uncle Abraham, how that Lot chose the well-watered plains of Jordan, how that Lot went down to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and sat in the gate and became a leader in that awful city of sin. But one day the angel of the Lord came, and the angel warned Lot that he must get out of that awful city because God was going to pour fire and judgment upon that place. But Lot tarried, and finally, after the loss of his two daughters and his wife, Lot came back to God. What will it take to bring you to God? Will it take the loss of your fortune, the loss of your business, the loss of your family, the loss of your home? Just what will it take today to bring you back to God? It took payday to bring the brothers of Joseph back to God. And you remember that story, how that the brothers of Joseph sold him to the Egyptians. They ill-treated him. They went back and took the report to their aging father and said, Look, father, some beast of the wild has devoured Joseph. He's gone forever. But then God worked it to where Joseph was elevated to the second position in all of Egypt. And the brothers of Joseph had to come to him to get food lest they starve. And when they discovered that it was Joseph, their brother, whom they had sold into slavery, One of those men said, "Look, brethren, God has found out our sin, and God has brought us to this place, and this is our time of reckoning, and this is a time of payday and judgment for us." And let me say this to you, however carefully you cover up your sins, however carefully you hide your iniquity, the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. You cannot hide your sin from God. Whatever you use to cover it up, 10 years will not cover it up. 50 years will not cover up your sin from God. If you think you have your sin hidden from Him, you're mistaken, and you're just deceiving yourself, because one day God is going to uncover your sins, and it may take that payday, that judgment hour, to bring you to God. Will it? What will it take to bring you to God? On the part of Samson, the great strong man in the Bible, it took blindness and imprisonment to bring him back to God. You know that story, perhaps, how that Samson was a strong man doing great and mighty physical feats, but one day he lost his power. One day, in flirtation with sin, Samson lost his power, and he was captured by the Philistines. And they put him in jail. They put his eyes out. They made him grind in hard labor. It took all of these things to bring Samson to the place that he recognized he needed God. He must have God. I'm asking you again, what is it going to take to make you realize that you need Christ today? That you need the church? That you need the influence of the gospel in your life and in your home? Will it take some awful tragedy? Will it take some serious problem, some great sorrow? What will it take to bring you to God? God is waiting now for you to come to Him. God always acts first in mercy. God invites you to come today. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, for all things are now ready." Jesus Christ stands with outstretched arms to welcome you to Himself today. And if you do not come by His gracious invitation of love and mercy and grace, one day you will come through judgment to Him. The Bible says that one day every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on the earth, and of things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What I'm saying is this. You will either accept the loving invitation of the Savior and trust Him in this life as your own personal Savior and Lord, or you will come to Him one day in awesome judgment. What will it take to bring you back to God? It took 7 years of insanity to bring Nebuchadnezzar to God. When he looked about over his great kingdom of Babylon with all of its riches, with all of its materials, with all of its might, with all of its wealth, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Look what I've done. This is the work of my hand. I'm the great king in Babylon." And because he failed to give God the glory, and because he failed to acknowledge that God had given him all that he possessed, the Bible tells us that God made him insane. And Nebuchadnezzar, for 7 long years, wandered in the wilderness, crawling on all fours, eating grass like an ox, his fingernails growing out like eagle's claws, the hair on his body like feathers. And for 7 years of insanity, Nebuchadnezzar was being brought to God. What will it take to bring you to God? It took the death of his baby to bring David to God. And you remember that terrible story in the Bible, how that David committed adultery and murder. And the child that was conceived through that sinful act died. And it took the death of that child for David to know that God was speaking to him. Daddy, let me ask you a question. Mother, you listen too. Will God have to come into your home and steal away that little precious bundle of joy that little baby in your heart, in your arms, and that little baby off your breast? Will it take that to bring you to God? It took the death of David's baby to bring him. Will it take the death of your baby to bring you to God today? It took an earthquake to bring the Philippian jailer to God. Remember at the midnight hour, when God sent the earthquake, the jailer came crying to Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And of course, Paul answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." I want to say to you today that God moves in mysterious ways. God works rather strangely at times to bring men to Himself. What will it take to bring you to God? It took the hog pen to bring the prodigal son to God. Having spent all, having lost everything, having gone to the very bottom of the social barrel, the prodigal son had to come to the hog pen before he ever looked up, before he ever resolved in his heart that he would go back home, before he ever came to God, he had to hit the bottom. Some of you out there today are very close to the hog pen experience. You're on the downward road away from God. And remember this, any and every road you take away from Christ and away from the Bible and away from the church is a downward road. There's a hog pen at the end of the road waiting for you. Will it take the hog pen experience? Will God have to strip you down of all your possessions and all your wealth and all of your pride and all of your sense of honor to bring you to Himself? What will it take? You've had every opportunity. What will it take to bring you to God? Look out there on that hillside just outside of the city of Jerusalem in the long ago. It took the suffering of the crucifixion to bring the thief on the cross to God. You remember he turned to Christ and said to Him, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." What kind of anguish, what kind of sorrow, what kind of trouble? What will it take to bring you to God? Will it take death? Will it take the loss of fortune and family? Will it take payday and judgment? Will it take blindness or imprisonment or insanity or an earthquake, a sick child, a death, a hog pen experience? What will it take to bring you, listening to this broadcast, to God today? Let me say this to you. You can come right now by faith, wherever you are, before the awesome hand of God's judgment strikes in your life, before death comes, before sorrow and tragedy, heartaches and all of these things come your way. This moment, right now, where you are, you can come to God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus said this, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." I have this solemn reminder before I'm through. If you do not come to God today, you may never come to God. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. My friend, could I impress upon you the importance of the time element in your salvation and in your getting right with God? You may never have the opportunity that you have today, March 10, 1974, to come to God. Why don't you right now, by your radio, confess your sins, ask God to forgive you, invite Christ into your life, and come to God by faith in the finished work of the Savior upon the cross. You can do it right now, and I trust that you will. And may the Lord bless you as you do. Right now by your radio, come to God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.